It is awesome to be here standing before you today. I take this as a great honor and a privilege.
我们今天站在大家面前，我非常的荣幸。
To be able to speak to you today.
也很荣幸能跟大家讲这个道。
If you can turn in your Bibles to Matthew 28.
如果你打开马太福音你的圣经马太福音第28章。
We will be looking at Matthew 28, 16 through 20.
我们今天要看的章节是马太福音28章16节到20节。
Okay. I will be reading from the New King James Version.
我要读 New King James 的这个这版本。
If you have it, say I got it. Amen. Amen. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们看见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。” Amen.
Amen. Now that we've read, let us pray.
我们现在一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们以耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
God asking you for help.
我们来寻求你的帮助。
To understand better this passage.
我们能够更好地理解你的新话语。
And to be transformed by it.
也能够被这个话语而改变。
God help us to not be hearers of the word, but doers of it as well.
我们不单只是听到，我们也要行出来。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 amen.
Amen. What I want to convince you of today is that the Great Commission should be and ought to be the primary goal of the church.
我们今天要给大家讲的是大使命应该是我们做教会的主要的任务。
As a matter of fact, as I look at the brochure today, in the name of the church is the word mission.
今天我事实上我们今天在看我们的这个单章的时候，我们在我们的教会的名字里面就有这个大使命 mission 的这个单词。
That is a constant reminder of the great commission that God has called every believer to.
这也是经常让我们能够想起神对每一个信徒。所要求所期望的大使命。
My question to you today is, what is the Great Commission?
我今天对大家的问题是什么是大使命？
It is the mission of the church to make disciples.
是教会来使人来到主使人成为使徒的一个使命。
Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples."
主耶稣说去啊，去到那里来使人做我的门徒。
The imperative verb there is to make disciples.
这个关键的一个词就是使人来做他的门徒。
It is called the Great Commission because it should be our primary mission.
这之所以作为大使命，是因为这是应该是我们教会主要的任务。
The goal of the church, why we are all here, is to make disciples.
教会，我们所有人教会的使命应该是让人来成为神的门徒。
The primary goal of the church is not to have fellowship.
教会主要的任务不是只是有团契。
I love to have fellowship.
我很喜欢团契。
I love to meet with you all and talk to you all around delicious food.
我喜欢在分享很好的食物的同时也可以大家有个很好的交通。
But God did not leave us on earth for our goal to be fellowship.
但是神并给我们的所期待并不只是一个团契。
Neither is our primary goal as a church to worship.
我们教会使命也不只是去敬拜。
This morning we had wonderful, beautiful worship.
我们今天早上有很棒的敬拜。
But that is not our primary function.
但这并不是我们教会主要的功能。
As a matter of fact, we can worship better in heaven.
我们在天堂的敬拜应该会更好。
Our primary function as a church is not Christian education.
我们在教会的使命也不单单只是基督教义的教导。
As that is very important.
虽然这是很重要的一部分。
2 weeks ago, we had Vacation Bible School in Durham.
两个星期前我们有 VBS 在德恩堂。
What a wonderful teaching time we had for one whole week.
是一个非常好、非常非常有非常充实的一周。
We were able to teach the kids who Jesus Christ is.
我们来教导我们的孩子们耶稣基督是谁。
But if we just leave them with intellectual knowledge, we have not fulfilled our goal.
但是我们只是给他们传扬知识的话，它就并不是我们主要的责任。
Our goal is to raise these young kids to be followers of Jesus Christ.
我们真正的使命是让这些孩子能够成为耶稣基督的追随者。
A lot of people are trying to change the church into a social organization.
很多人希望把教会变成一个社交的一个平台。
We are not a group of social workers meeting the needs of the community.
我们也不是社会工作者。
Though that might be a good work.
虽然这是一个也许会是一个很有意义的工作。
The commandment was to make disciples.
神的旨意，神的命令是让人成为他的门徒。
A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ.
他的门徒是追随耶稣基督的人。
Someone who is enthusiastic. Oh, he told me not to use big words.
是一个非常有非常热情的。
Someone who wants, who desires to be like Jesus Christ.
也非常希望能成为效法主耶稣基督的样式。
Someone who lives for the glory of God.
也能够为了神的荣耀而活。
And someone who lays down their life to serve others.
也有些人会为这个信仰会服侍别人而献上自己的生命。
I want to read the 4 Gospels when it comes to the Great Commission.
我想要读一下在四福音当中对于大使命的一些章节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 16, verse 14.
我们看一下马可福音16章14节。
Mark chapter 16, 14 says this. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
十四节，后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们的不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Let's look at Luke 24.
我们看一下路加福音二十四章。
Luke 24 verse 44.
四十四节。
When he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, look at this, to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
44节，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。又对他们说，照圣经所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直到传到万邦。
Amen.
Amen.
And last, let's look at John chapter 20, verse 21.
最后我们看一下约翰福音二十节，二十章二十到二十一节。
Oh, actually, yeah, we're going to look at 21, 22, and 23. Sorry about that.
21节到23节。
So Jesus said to them again, Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
21节，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说这话，就向他们吹了口气，说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
When you combine the four gospels, you get the great commission in 4D. You get a clear vision of what the Great Commission is.
我们如果把这些章节四福音中的章节结合起来，我们会对大使命有个更好的看法，更好的理解。
The Great Commission is the commandment of Jesus to preach the gospel that brings salvation and forgiveness.
那这个大使命就是，耶稣基督，来在万民之前宣扬传扬福音，把人来带到耶稣基督的面前。
Baptizing believers in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来给人施洗。
And teaching believers to observe all things that Jesus has commanded.
而且照着耶稣基督所教导我们的来教导这些人。
And that is what we do here at Chinese Christian Missions Church.
这是我们在 CCM 所要做的事。
We evangelize the lost.
我们向那些失去的人来传福音。
We baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And we have a tremendous teaching ministry at this church.
我们有一个很好的教导的事工在这个教会。
Next, I want to talk about who the Great Commission is for.
接下来我们要讲的是这个大使命是为了谁。
Who is Jesus talking to when he says, Go, make disciples?
当耶稣基督说去 去啊，照着我的名来使人归向我的时候，是为谁而讲？
And this is my main point this morning.
这也是我今天要讲主要的点。
I want to convince you that Jesus is calling every believer to make disciples.
我要非常明确的讲，主耶稣是让我们每一个信徒，每一个信他的人，去使别人做他的门徒。
Maybe you didn't understand me.
有可能你还没有听明白。
Jesus is calling every believer to make disciples.
耶稣是让我们每一个信徒，信他的人， 去让其他的人 来归向他。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 19:10,
耶稣基督在路加福音19章第10节来讲。
It says that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
他讲耶稣基督来是为了是来寻找和救赎那些失去的人。
Jesus' life mission was to seek and to save lost souls.
所以耶稣基督他的使命就是来寻找和救赎那些失去的灵魂。
Did y'all understand that? That his goal in life was to seek and to save the lost.
我们明白他生命当中的使命就是来寻找和解救那些失散的灵魂。
At one point in time, I was lost.
我生命的其中一段时间，我是失散的。
At some point in time, you were all lost.
在我们每个人在我们生命中的每个阶段都是失散的。
Aren't we glad that Jesus came to seek us?
我们是不是因为知道耶稣基督会来救我们而感到很高兴？
And remember, this is Jesus' life's mission.
我们要知道这是耶稣基督来到这个世上的任务。
Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Why?
耶稣基督来这世上来寻找和解救失散的灵魂，为什么？为什么要这样
？Jesus says, "What I see the Father do, I do also."
耶稣基督也说，我看到我父神这样做，我也这样做。
Do you remember Adam and Eve in the garden?
我们还不记不记得亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里？
You remember Adam and Eve was looking for God?
我们记不记得亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里在寻找神
？After they were ashamed and after they sinned, they were looking for God.
在他们犯了罪以后，他们在寻找神。
No.
没有。
Adam and Eve did not look for God.
亚当和夏娃并没有寻找神。
It was God who called out for them.
是神来向他们来呼求，呼喊。
God went looking for the lost.
神去寻找那些失散的。
He sent his son into the world to seek and to save the lost.
他把他的独生子送到这个差遣到这个世界上来，来寻找那些失散的。
And God has given us a great commission to do the same.
神给我们一个大同样的大使命来做这样同样的事情。
Let's look at some scriptures.
我们看一些圣经的经文。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 19 says, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
马太福音第四章说，跟从我吧，我要你们得人如得鱼。
Jesus says, Follow me. So whatever he was doing, we need to do.
耶稣基督说，来跟从我，他的意思就是说，我做什么，你就没有跟着做。
And so Jesus looked for two brothers, okay, that was Peter and Andrew, okay, and they were fishermen.
耶稣基督来找到了两个打鱼的，他一个是彼得，一个是安德鲁。
Two ordinary men.
两个非常普通的人。
Two uneducated men.
两个没有受过什么教育的人。
Men who were not famous.
两个并没有什么名气的人。
They were not Sadducees.
他们也不是撒都该人。
They were not Pharisees.
他们也不是法利赛人。
And Jesus says to them,
耶稣基督对他们讲，
I will make you fishers of men.
我们要让你们得人如得鱼。
You see, God is calling us all to be fishers of men.
神让我们所有人都成要得人如得鱼。
If you're following Jesus,
我们如果来跟随主耶稣的话，
here is a promise.
这有一个应许。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你们得人如得鱼。
If you're a follower of Jesus, God, Jesus is making you to be fishers of men.
如果我们跟随耶稣的话，神会让我们得人如得鱼。
Because God loves the lost. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，并且把他的独生子赐给我们，让那些信他的不至灭亡，而永反得永生。
We need to capture God's heart.
我们需要能够真的知道神的心意。
Saints, we need to capture God's heart.
我们真的是要了解理解神的心意。
I mean, I love you guys, and I love fellowshipping with you all.
我非常爱大家，而且我也非常喜欢团契。
Seriously, I love fellowshipping with you.
我真的非常喜欢和大家一起团契。
I even love chasing your kids more.
我更喜欢在这追你们的孩子，追逐你们的孩子。
I hope they're not afraid of me. I'm just playing.
我希望那些孩子也不会怕我。
But as much as I love fellowshipping with you,
但是即使我这样爱这个团契。
I need to capture God's heart for the lost.
但是我也真的要理解耶稣基督真正去为那些失散人的使命。
We need to ask God today, God, give me your heart for lost souls.
我们今天要向神来祈求，让他们把那些失散的灵魂的心给我们。
This is our primary mission as a church.
这是我们作为教会最大的使命。
That is why we've been left in the earth.
我们为什么我们被带到这个世上来
？To do as Jesus did.
来效法主耶稣基督的样式。
And I want us to make this one small point.
我想有一个很小的一个观点。
Jesus does not call those who are qualified.
耶稣基督并不来去拣选那些看起来很符合要求的人。
He qualifies those whom he calls.
他先拣选这些人，然后来建造他们。
Jesus said, "I will make you fishers of men."
耶稣基督说，我要让你们得人如得鱼。
If you spend time with Jesus in prayer,
你们在祷告的时候，如果和耶稣基督有一些神的一起的时间的话
，If you spend time with Jesus reading His Word.
你花时间来阅读看他的话语的话
，He will transform you.
他会改变你。
He will make you.
他会让你成为一个新的人。
Fishers of men.
让你们得人如得鱼。
Let's turn our attention to another scripture.
我们看下一个经文。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Here in Matthew chapter 16, I'm going to skip to verse 18, and it says, Jesus says, "And I also say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 18.
马太福音十六章第十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Just like Jesus promises to make us fishers of men,
就像耶稣基督让我们得人如得鱼一样
，He also promises to build His church.
他同时也应许了让我们来建造他的教会。
But I would have you know that we are helpers with Jesus in building the church.
我让你们知道，我们是在和耶稣基督一起来建造他的教会。
Second Corinthians 5.
第二，哥林多后书第五章。
We'll look at verse 17, 18, and 19. And I can't leave off 20. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us...The ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has, look at this, committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
第十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付给了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就小像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Believers are helpers with Jesus in building the church.
信徒是和主耶稣基督一起来建造他的教会。
I will say it again. Believers are helpers with Jesus in building the church.
再说一遍，信徒是和耶稣基督来一起来帮助耶稣基督建立他的教会。
I want to paint you a visual picture.
我想给大家放一个就是模拟的一个画面。
You remember Adam was all alone before God made Eve?
我们有没有记得在亚当在神还没有造夏娃之前，亚当是一个人是孤独的，单独的。
And God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说一个人是不好的。
And so God put Adam to sleep and took a rib out of his side.
所以神让亚当睡去，然后从他的肋骨，他从他身体拿出一根肋骨。
And out of that rib, God created and fashioned a woman.
神用那根肋骨来造了一个女人。
And God said, "This is your helper, suitable for you."
神说这就是你来帮助你的，我造起来帮助你的人。
And with Eve at his side, Adam and Eve were able to multiply.
有夏娃在他身边，他们就可以人数就会加增。
Well, God sent a second Adam.
神又差遣了另外一个亚当。
Okay, what he said. God sent a second Adam. But look at this. God on the cross had Jesus pierced in his side.
主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，他的肋骨下面也被穿刺，也被士兵拿矛给刺透了。
And out of his side poured blood and water.
在他的这个伤口里面有血和水一起流出来。
It was this blood and this water that cleansed us from our sins.
也是这个血和水把我们从我们的罪当中洗净。
And it's out of that side that God and Jesus built His church.
也是从这个伤口上，耶稣基督以这个作为一个标来作为一个根基来建造他的教会。
And just like Adam, Eve helped Adam to multiply.
就像夏娃来帮助亚当使人数加增一样。
The church, which is Jesus' bride,
教会也是作为耶稣基督的新娘，
helps Jesus to spiritually multiply.
也让也帮助教会，也帮助基督在属灵生命上让人数也加增。
And I hear that clearly in Matthew 28:20.
我在马太福音28章第二十节讲得很清楚。
Jesus says, "And lo, I am with you, even I'm with you always, even to the end of the ages."
耶稣基督说，我会常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We are partners with Jesus Christ.
我们和耶稣基督是同工。
The church is a partner with Jesus Christ.
教会也是耶稣基督的同工。
In growing the church.
在是。教会来增加的这个事工上面。
And if that's not clear, if those passages are not clear to you,
如果这些信息还并不是很明确的话，
let's look at John 17.
让我们看一下约翰福音第十七章。
We're going to start in verse 13.
我们看第十七章十三节。
This is a lengthy passage.
这是一个比较长的经文。
Please follow along.
让我们一起跟随他。
This is Jesus praying to his heavenly Father.
这是主耶稣基督向神父神来祈求。
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you, this is important, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one.
第十三节，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们的心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求叫你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道理就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。 我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们的里面，叫世人可以信你差我来。你所赐给我们的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面。 你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如爱我一样。Amen. Amen.
I want you to notice verse 18.
我想让你们关注一下第十八节。Jesus
says, "Father, as you sent me into the world, the same way I send these disciples into the world."
耶稣说，你怎样差到我？ 来到这个世上,
that is why Jesus told the 11 disciples and then Matthias and then Paul, these apostles, to go into the whole world.
这也是为什么耶稣基督让他的十一个门徒和之后, 保罗, 去全世界,
because Jesus came into the world to seek and to save the lost.
因为耶稣基督来到这个世上来寻找和
Because God the Father loves lost souls. And so the disciples went with this love into the world to save lost souls. Now notice verse 20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Jesus is not just praying for the 12 or the 11 apostles.
耶稣基督并不只是为他十二个门徒来祈求。
He's also praying for those who believe the message of the apostles.
他也为那些相信他门徒话语的人来祈求。
Jesus is not just sending out the 11 apostles.
耶稣基督也并不只是差遣他的十二个门徒。
He's sending out all believers who believe in the apostles' message.
他也让他所有他的信徒来相信他的话语。
And he says this.
他说,
in verse 21.
21节,
that they all may be one.
他们都合而为一。
There is a unity of mission.
在我们的施工里边有一个合一。
There is a unity of purpose.
在我们的这个使命里面也有个合一。
That starts with God the Father.
从父神开始。
Then Jesus Christ.
然后是耶稣基督。
Then the apostles.
然后是使徒。
And then to all believers.
然后是所有的信徒。
That they may be one.
他们都可以是一个合一。
That we all may be one.
我们所有人也都可以是合一。
In purpose.
在我们的使命上。
I want to say this to you.
我想跟大家讲。
And this is important for this church and every church.
就是对每个教会都很重要。
Jesus says, go.
耶稣说去吧。
Some people means that as we're going through our life,
有些人可能会认为在我们的生命当中，在我们的生命在一点一点进行的时候，
Maybe I'll share the gospel.
我可能会在某个时候可能会顺便去传一些福音。
Maybe I'll lay down my life to serve another person so that they can become more like Jesus.
也许我可能会在某一个时间段来把我的生命来真的是摆上，来帮助另外一个人，让他来信主。
This is not the right interpretation.
但这并不是一个理解这段经文正确的理解。
Jesus says, go.
耶稣基督说去吧。
Be intentional.
是要有目的的。
We should be purposeful.
我们要有一个使命。
We should make this our aim every week.
让我们成为我们每个礼拜的成为我们人生的指标。
We should not be passive.
我们不要成为一个，我们不要成被动的。
We should make it our aim to seek and to save the lost.
让我们成为人生的目标，来寻找那些失散的人。
As individuals.
让我们每一个人。
And as a church.
让我们的教会的使命。
We are called Chinese Christian Mission Church.
我们成为这个，我们的名字是华人福音基督教会。
We are a mission-oriented church.
我们是一个以使命为中心的教会。
We are Christ followers.
我们是耶稣基督的。
And what we see Jesus do, we do.
我们看耶稣基督做什么，我们也要做什么。
We tell people to repent from their sins.
我们让别人来悔改他的罪。
To believe in Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
也为了信耶稣基督使我们的罪得赦免。
And then we make disciples. If we just evangelize, that's not enough. We have to make disciples. We have to share our lives. We have to share our knowledge. And our wisdom. To make mature Christians. You remember Aquila and Priscilla? These were believers. They were not apostles. Okay? It was a husband and wife team.
他们是一个夫妻的一个组合。
And they met a fellow believer by the name of Apollos.
他们看到，他们也认识了一个另外一个叫Apollos的一个信徒。
He was baptized under John's baptism.
他在施洗约翰名下受了洗。
And so we have three believers here.
我们有三个信徒。
A husband and wife team.
我们有一个夫妻。
And a very smart believer named Apollos. But Aquila and Priscilla came alongside and helped him to understand the Word of God more accurately. They discipled Apollos. It's not enough to make believers.
他并不是,
Say that one more time. It's not enough for people to become believers.
我们只是成为信徒，并不是并不是还不够完全。
We need to make disciples.
我们要成为他的使徒。
Mature followers, committed followers of Jesus Christ.
在属灵生命上成熟的耶稣基督的追随者，而且是有一个非常明确的一个动力。
You remember Barnabas?
我们知道 Barnabas.
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 He was on mission with Paul.
他是在和主耶稣，他和保罗是在同一个使命当中。
He helped Paul preach the gospel and make disciples.
他帮助保罗来传扬福音，然后使人变成为他的门徒。
But Barnabas wasn't an apostle.
但巴拿巴并不是一个使徒。
He was someone just like you and me.
他就跟我们一样。
And you know what that means?
你知道这是意味着什么吗？
He was an encourager of other believers.
他只是来帮助其他的信徒来激励他们。
I didn't know this, but his real name was Joseph.
我不知道他真正的名字是约瑟。
The brothers, the Christians called him Barnabas. That was his nickname.
别人叫他巴拿巴是他的一个小名。
Because he was such an encourager of the brethren.
因为他真的是一个很会激励别人的人。
Amen. Amen. I don't know how much time I have.
我不知道还剩多少时间。
What time is it now? Okay, I'm going to try to finish this in about no less than 10 minutes, okay?
我十分钟之内想要结束。
So we talked about what the Great Commission is.
我们知道所有大使命是什么。
We talked about who the Great Commission is for.
也讲到了这个大使命是为谁准备的。
And I hope I've convinced you it means it includes all of us.
我也知道这个大使命是包含了我们所有的人。
But when we look at Matthew 28, it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们看到马太福音28章说奉着圣父圣子圣名的名为他们施洗。
What does it mean in the name of?
我们奉这个名这什么意思？
Some people take it to mean that if you do not baptize people in the name of Jesus, then they're not baptized.
有些人认为我们如果不奉着耶稣基督的名来受洗，给他们施洗的话，他们就不算受洗。
There are some people who have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
有些人是被受着圣父、圣子、圣灵的名被施洗了。
Then they go to another church.
然后他们去了另外一个教会。
And the pastor says, "Were you baptized in the name of Jesus?"
然后，他的牧师问他，你有没有被你有没有奉着耶稣基督的名而受洗？
And they say, "No, I was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit."
他说，我没有啊，我是奉着圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗的。
And the pastor says, "No, you're not baptized right."
牧师说，没有，你没有，你没有正确的受洗。
You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus only.
你应该只奉耶稣基督的名而受洗。
That is not correct.
但是并不正确。
Let me tell you what it means to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那么告诉你为什么，什么是以奉父子圣灵的名施洗的意思。
What does it mean, the name of?
奉什么名的意思是什么？
For the answer to this question, let us go to the Old Testament.
让我们看一下圣经的旧约。
Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Starting at verse 22, and we'll read through 27.
从22节到27节。
You may know this passage very well.
对这些经文很熟悉了。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
第二十二节，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福，说愿耶和华赐福于你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你的仰脸赐你平安。他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。”
Notice here that God is saying that my name will be with them.
神，你我们要注意啊，神在这里说我的名会与你们同在。
That my name will be on them.
我的名也会时常的在你来保护你。
What this blessing means is that God's very special presence will be with them.
这个同样预表了神的同在会一直与他们在一起。
God's presence is related to His name.
他的同在是和他的名关联在一起的。
Imagine this, that when you were baptized,
想象一下，如果我们受洗了。
When your children are baptized,
我们的孩子受洗了。
Hallelujah. The very presence of God is there.
神的同在是在他受洗的时候。
Oh, see, we have a very personal relationship with God.
我们在跟神有一个非常个人的一个关系。
Being baptized in the name of Jesus or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not something we just add to the end of a sentence.
这个奉圣子、圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，或者是耶稣的名受洗，并不只在这个后面加了一个在这个后面加了一个后缀。
We have a God who is very near to us.
我们有一个神在跟我们非常近的距离。
A God who we can call on at any time.
一个神，我们可以随时的可以向他祈求。
And His very presence was there at your baptism.
在我们受洗的时候，他是有神的同在的。
Just like God the Father was at Jesus' baptism.
就像神是在耶稣基督的受洗的时候。
The Triune God was there at your baptism.
神的同在是在我们的神在我们受洗的时候也会有神的同在。
Let's look at another passage.
我们看另外一个经文。
Exodus 33.
出埃及记第三十三章。
18 and 19 says.
第十八到第十九节。
This is the promise of God's presence. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. Moses is asking to see God.
摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我想要恩待谁就恩待谁，想怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Moses is asking to see God, and God says, I will proclaim my name.
摩西想要看神的要去见神，但是神说我要宣扬我的名。
The name of God is his presence.
他的名就是他的同在。
First Kings.
列王记上。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
This is Samuel. I mean, this is Solomon dedicating the temple to the Lord.
这是所罗门将他的圣殿献给神的时候。
But I will indeed dwell on the earth. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be opened toward this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, My name shall be there.
第二十七节，神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的。 何况我所建的这殿呢？唯求耶和华和我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，福听仆人今日在你面前祈祷的呼吁。
Amen. So these three scriptures show us that the name of God speaks to the presence of God, but it also speaks to the power of God. I got to hurry up. Deuteronomy 18.
这里讲的是不但主耶稣基督的名不只代表了他的同在，而且代表了他的能力。我们看一下《申命记》第十八章。
Deuteronomy 18:19 says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of them.
Okay, 第申命记第十八章第十九节，谁不听他奉我的名所说的话，我必讨谁的罪。
When we baptize in the name of God,When we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给人受洗的时候
，we do so in the authority of God.
我们在做这件事的时候，我们是奉的是神的权柄。
When we utter the words in the name of,
我们加上这个奉谁的名的时候
，we are declaring that we are functioning in the authority of God.
我们来宣告，我们在做这样事，是我们是靠着神的权柄。
And last but not least, Psalm 20, verse 1 and 7. This is the last scripture.
我们看一下诗篇第二十节，二十章一到七节。
Psalm has a lot of chapters.
诗篇是有很多章节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 7.
我们看一下第一节和第七节。
May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
第一节，愿耶和华在你遭难的日子应允你，愿名为雅各的神高举你。第七节，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们的神的名。
The name of God, the name of Jesus, when we say the name of, it speaks to the very presence, the authority, and look at this, the power. Some trust in chariots.Some in horses, but we will remember the name of God. This speaks to the power of God.
我们提到神以神的名的时候，我们会提到，我们会预表了他的同在，他的能力，而且他的权柄。而且这里面讲的就是有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们信靠耶和华，我们神的名。
That's why in Acts, when the apostles were told not to preach or baptize in the name of Jesus,
为什么神告诉他 apostle 不要他使徒要奉主耶稣基督的名为人施洗
？The disciples replied, "Should we obey men, or should we obey God?"
使徒当在信门徒在问的时候，是我们是要听从人，还是要听从神的吩咐呢？
Making disciples is not an option.
使人归向对他的门徒并不是一个选择题。
We go in the authority of Jesus Christ.
我们是靠着主耶稣基督的权柄来行事。
And may we receive a heart of Jesus Christ to seek and to save the lost.
我希望我们每个人都能有一个照他权柄行事的心。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you with all our heart.
耶稣基督，我们真的是很爱你，我们全心全意的爱你。
Please us make us like your dear Son.
让我们真的能够越来越像你的独生子一样来行事。
Who denied himself?
他也是放弃了自己。
And laid his life down for lost sinners.
也为那些失散的灵魂来奉上了自己的生命。
May we deny ourselves.
让我们能够真的是抛弃我们以前的自己。
And take time to make disciples.
也这让我们让人来成为他的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen。